legislation will be a cause of great suffering in our hearts or in the lives of many Aboriginal people who have been under this Northern Territory Emergency Response and now working for the stronger future. For those of us living in the Northern Territory, the anguish of the past 5 years of intervention has been almost unbearable. Many simply given up hope. We have been bearing people who can no longer live with the pain and despair. We had believed that we were moving to the time of security where we would no longer live for day to day in a state of fear, but would be supported to find our own destiny in the security of the law, our culture. We little expected to be thrown into such turmoil by the government determined to remove from us control over everything that we most value. Money alone can never be the answer. The government has never understood and still failed to understand that badly needed fund must be accompanied by the willingness to allow us to determine the direction of our life. There must be respect and junior partnership, not top-down approach, which undermines, devalues us as people.
There have been calls for the government to test the Stronger Futures legislation against Australia's international human rights commitments. Do you think this will ever happen?
This government, Australian government, and Australian country is a dictatory, a body of the United Nations. And they've got every right to be able to, they are obligated to this charter. And they have to obey, they have to follow. If they don't follow the International Human Rights Charter, the right for the indigenous people, there's something wrong with this nation. That will lead this nation into dictatorship. It breaches something that is what human rights stand for and what Australian people are now today fighting, that this legislation is out of and breach what has already been set in the Human Rights Charter.